Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
am so excited to be here. I love Mondays. Mondays are so fabulous, and I am just so happy to rock this show. Hi, everyone out there, and let me say hello to my fabulous co-host, Susan Z. Hi, Susan.
Huh? What'd you say, Bonnie? I'm still getting over that, first scream. What was that you said again?
I said hi, Susan.
I love it. Your enthusiasm is just so catching. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, thank you. I am just so happy to be here, and I'm happy that we are both together, and I love this show. I love us opening, or actually you opening the Akashic Records, and me running in there, crawling in or flying over to bring spirit communication to everybody. But let me describe who we all are before I get to you and who our guests are this week, because I'm telling you, Susan, we're rocking the guests
We're
rocking, baby, and we had to give up a day, and I'm going to tell everybody why. We're going to be on the air, but we actually gave up tomorrow for a girl that we just think is fabulous. We know you do, too. You've seen her on our show. Actually, she was getting a reading from Susan and gave me a reading on air. So you all get ready, because Leslie Cody's in the house tomorrow, and both Susan and I gave up our time so Leslie could come in as quick as she could so that she could take your calls and you could experience what we did. But again, I'm going to tell you who you were talking to and what show this is if you don't know. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm Bonnie Albers. Our show today is about Akashic Records with spirit communication, and you can get a hold of me. Well, let me tell you who I am first, because then I'll have to interrupt Susan, because she'll tell you who she is, and I won't get that chance.
Yeah, we don't want you to forget who you are, Bonnie.
I'm trying not to, sister. My name is Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN. I'm an LNC, which is a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor. I'm a life coach. I specialize in romance, love, relationship, and sexual issues. But my real love, my spirit, my soul journey is I am a spirit medium. And I love rock and roll with spirit. I want them. I want to feel them, I want to get them, and I want to be able to hand you their messages. So that's what I'm all about. And you can reach me here at Blog Talk Radio. Please like us. If you do, you'll get all of our shows, and we've got plenty of them. And if you Facebook on Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and I will friend you, you'll get all of our shows. And it'll tell you, you can hear the archives, because archives are fabulous. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Bonnie Albers, and I am also on LinkedIn. And again, you can find me at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. I have an email address, balbers714@aol.com. If you'd like to drop me a line, tell me what you think, tell me who you are and what you'd like to hear. I'd love to hear from you. And now I'm going to hand you over to my co-host, the fab and famous Susan Z. Hi, baby cakes.
Hey, Bonnie. I'm so glad that you remember all of those things about you, because, I mean, you know how we always talk about, what was it that we were just saying? And it's like, so thank goodness that you can remember all those credentials, because I have just as many. So that's a good thing that the brain's still working. First thing I want to do is I know. It's like we understand that. It's like first thing I'd like to do is say hello to all of our listeners. We're so happy that you're back with us this Monday afternoon. You know, Bonnie and I have so much fun with you. We have fun all the time, but when you join us and bring spirit forth and we get to open your Akashic Records and share that information with us, it's just all so wonderful and interesting. And I'm going to now introduce myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich. I'm Bonnie's cohort. If I can remember who I am today. Yes, I can. I'm Bonnie's cohort and metaphysical fun.
Crime.
And Bonnie will say crime.
Crime.
I'm a third generation fun. I'm a third generation
crime.
Akashic medium, which is, see, she always got to get the last word, I'll tell you. which means that I interpret it. Like, let me get that one down. An Akashic medium, of course, is interprets one soul. What do you want, Bonnie?
Susan, that's the reason you're
what?
Joking. Because, see, fun, crime, you know, hey, I had to get the last word. And because you try to choke it off, that's why you couldn't talk. So if you just agree and say, okay, Bonnie, fun, crime, same kind of thing, long as it's safe, long as it's okay, we're good to go. So go ahead now. I see you're not choking, girlfriend.
Oh, you're not going to get away with that. Okay, so here's what an Akashic medium does, which is what one of my gifts are. It's like I can interpret your soul journey. I have 18 years of experience. I'm clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. The author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, which Bonnie will very astutely, yes, share with you that she channeled the book first for me.
Yes,
even
I
before
did.
I knew, made me do all the work and write it, and now claims half ownership on the book. So what are you going to do? So,
hey, that's called queen energy.
Something. So the book basically shows us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. And it connects us into the everyday world and also into our higher self and shows how each one helps us as we go through each life stage. You can reach me on my website or read more about me, which is SZRWhiteWings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS, or reach me at my email address, szrich@aol.com. You can contact me for readings, email, Skype, and phone, or also for your Akashic Soul readings.
Well, my goodness,
that's
Susan,
it.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that you didn't say you could reach me for other things, because my goodness, you've got a lot of things that you do. We've got a lot of things that we do. To put that in one card, thank God we have to do it on two. It'd be a 4-foot card that we drag through everywhere we go.
Yeah,
everybody.
Thank goodness we can talk versus have to carry it. That's what I say.
I know, babe, because my back, I don't know. I'm at the gym all the time, as some people have seen on my Facebook, but I still don't think I could carry that card. But I just do want to tell everybody, because I do want to go over some of the guests we're having, and I am so excited. I do week to week because I've got so many great guests coming, and we love all our guests. Again, I want to tell you, today we're going to do the Akashic Records, and I see plenty of people on the queue, and you know that's what we're going to do. We usually do it Monday and Tuesday. But tomorrow, we've got Leslie Cody, Leslie Journey, as she goes by, if you look her up, in the house. She's a medium. She's a psychic. She's a clairvoyant. She's with ESP Psychics. She's fabulous. She gives dates, and places. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to ask her. Cause
that.
Dates are really hard, and that she can rock those dates. We brought her to you. Susan and I gave up a day of ours to feature Leslie. We did not want you to wait for her. We wanted you to have the chance to be able to get in with her. So I'm going to tell you, she'll be here tomorrow. She's going to rock.
I'm so excited to get the first reading.
Oh, sister, who didn't know that? Okay, so everybody heard, Susan's getting the first reading. Call on after. Let's hope Leslie has plenty of time after. But no, we love when Susan gets a reading. I love to see what my co-host is all about. Then I can anticipate, like really anticipate what she's doing. So not that I can't. This actually gives me a little glimpse into you, Susan. So I just have to tell everybody, then Wednesday we have Astrology Wednesday with our fabulous Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter. She likes to be called KC Cards. I know she's out there, but I love Kelly Kelly Kelly. So she does the Atlantean life cards. She will be taking callers. She gets so many, and we love her. She does a fabulous job, and it's a very rare talent also. And Ron, he rocks astrology. This week he's going to continue talking about the sun, and I think he's bringing more colors to the planet. And I'm not sure who he's doing this week, but I will find out for you tomorrow. Thursday, I added a show. Thursdays are our guest shows. And the reason we have two guests this week is I just thought they were important enough to be here. We have on Thursday a fabulous pet psychic. Her name is Susan Schaff. Yeah, meow. She will find your pet. She goes in through your pet. She's also a medium. But pets are on the agenda for Thursday, and she'll tell you how to heal your pet, how if there's something that she needs to find out about your pet. Through you, she comes in through your pets and gives you that information. So, Susan, I know we're talking about everybody else except us, but we really, really are rocking today. So I am going to ask you to just briefly, if you could, tell us about how you get into the Akashic Records and what you need from them when they call. I have the first few callers, and I've got a lot on the board to bring in, but I want you to go through that scenario so they know what you're going to ask them. So go for it, sister.
Bonnie, did you just tell me, Susan, please tell them briefly how to open the Akashic Records? You of all...
Well, yeah. Do you know what? I don't mean their Akashic Records. I just mean briefly through you, tell them what questions, like that you know, I could go through it because I hear it all the time. I could do it if you want me to, but I think you do it just so
perfect.
No.
We'll run through it real quick because, we want to get to all our callers and see what they have for us in terms of questions or having their Akashic Records open or bringing spirit forth. Well, the first thing, is that everyone writes their own the Akashic Soul Records. It is sacred, and no one can open them for you without your permission. And basically, the reality of it is that you open them for whoever is reading. So when you call in, I ask you several questions. One is in terms of your soul window, so I know what by your age, what exact soul window you're dealing with in your journal. The second one is your career, which you use your career as a tool to experience the life lessons. And even a homemaker is a career or a stay-at-home mom.
Absolutely.
So it's very important. And then the next thing is that we ask about your gifts and what are the things that you like about yourself. And basically what it is that it's an energetic tumbler Yeah, everything just goes click, 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 and the book opens, and now I see the book as in geometric figures, which I cannot read, and maybe one day I'll be able to actually just read the book. But because I cannot read what the geometric figures represent, Spirit shows it to me as visual, and it will give me representation of the top part of it is the tools that you use to create your journey. The bottom is the foundations that you came into to address. So it's always real interesting and curious, and it's like every single one is exciting. I'm done.
I'm so happy. That's fabulous. But when I said everything, I meant that when you said, what do you like about yourself? I said everything. Kind of a joke, but I hope everybody likes a lot about themselves. You know, in this journey of life, we come in with ourselves and we struggle for the rest of our life to learn how to live in love with ourselves. So I love that because as a counselor, and you will hear it, you know that the first love starts with yourself, because if you don't love yourself, and we don't mean conceitedly, we mean the love of self, the love of being here, the love of life,
oh,
the love
yeah,
of past
yeah.
truth. Then
yeah.
you know that
my favorite day,
you can't really do it.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. I interrupted you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, baby. You can keep going. It's very rare that you do, so please go ahead.
Well, you know, my favorite saying, you know, and when I deal with my clients is that, you know, when you repeat a situation in life over and over again and you go, why do I always do this? My favorite saying is from a funny movie called Buckaroo Banzai, and it's a cult movie, and Peter Weir was the main player in it, and his famous line from that is like, well, darling, wherever you go, there you are. And what
oh,
that
I
means
that.
Is
okay.
that, yeah, yeah, because whatever your situation is, the one thing that is consistently the same, regardless of what you're doing, what time frame, past, present, and future, you are the key factor. And if you find yourself repeating the same issue over and over again, then you have to ask, I must be the key factor of causing this. And it really makes you stop and think.
I love that line, sister. And the one good thing is I shoot so fast, I never go back. So here, I'm going to take our first caller is 0116. So 0116, you're on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi. Hello. Wait. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Sandra here.
Hi, Sandra. I'm so happy you made it on. I know you were in chat, and I know you wanted your Akashic record open. Am I right?
Yes, I do. That would be fantastic. Thank
you
so much.
Oh, Sandra, you're in for a treat because we are rocking and rolling. You know, when you're the first one or even the last one, we get so excited to, like, it's like a viewing into somebody's past, present, and future, and we get so excited for you, so I'm going to hand you over to my dear sweet sister, Susan. Start
up. Thanks, Bonnie.
Hi, Sandra.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Susan.
Well, you know what, you know, the real thing is that, you know, Bonnie says, oh, we get so excited to hear about us, but the reality of it is you've got just two nosy broads, so, you know, I mean, that's like, you know. So, you know, it's like we just love hearing about other people's stuff. So,
okay. Oh, my God. It's better than peeping into somebody's closet. And you know how much I love play.
I know. So, and they actually want us to. That's so cool. So,
I know,
okay.
I love to be the nurse.
I know that. Sandra, so let's start out with how old you are.
I'm 58.
5'8"?
I am better than the other.
Okay.
85.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know what, Sandra?
Yeah.
Sandra, I was just going to tell you, I know I'm interrupting again, but I was just going to tell you, I'm 15. I'm 15. So you and I, we have a lot in common, but I am 15, and so I might not be able to understand a lot of your stuff, but, honey, I'll try. Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Thank you.
No, you know what's so cute about Bonnie is that she actually believes that people believe her. So that's what makes her so adorable. So, okay. So, I know. So you are, of course, in Cry on Return, all right? And fortunate for you is that, yes, I do have a little consonant hearing problem. So my fives and sixes do sound alike, but I did get the 58, not the 68, because it would make a big difference in how I would read you. So you are, and of course, Cry on Return, which is the biggest soul window that there is when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around and says, am I doing life well? Is there anything I want to do? Redo, reset, look over, shed, start now, go back and readdress. And it gives you that opportunity because the higher self is in full life coaching mode. And you are getting the messages and the nudges and the pushes and the doubts and the the unexplained desires. And for you, you've been in it probably just a little under about 10 years. And when it feels like that when you first moved into it, there was a lot of rumbling in identity of where you belonged, of if you were in the right place, that it almost felt like that all of a sudden things that, I'm going to take that back. I was going to say all of a sudden you felt out of sync. It feels like that you've always felt kind of out of sync. It's
okay.
Like either, yeah, like one step ahead or two steps behind. You're like never, I mean, it's not like that you felt like an outsider or that you didn't belong. It's just that kind of out of sync of whatever it is that you chose. If you were going to be a doctor, it was like, and you became a pediatrician, it would be like, you know, wow, you know, it's like, why are these mothers doing with this these children? You would always look at the situation as a differently than the people that you were in with. So it's and it comes from, it's not like you're an alien. I'm not going to say that. But you've been in a lot of... Well, you know, that's not bad. I mean, when you have other dimensional, other planetary energy, it's like sometimes that's like really cool. But, you know, you basically felt like, you know, what the hell alien planet did I land on? But that's not what you've got going on. What you've got going on is, excuse me, I have a what do you call a frog in my throat here? It's like I'm wanting to go. And I'm picking it up from you, Sandra, because
I know.
It's communication. Things. It's like a power and communication, as below, as above, as below. And it's like this is a little suppressed with you. There's a lot of things that you want to say, but, you know, you're too darn nice. And what I'm feeling is that kind of like squeezing in my throat, which is not particularly good because I'm on the radio and trying to tell you something here. So, but we'll get past this. But you have a lot of elemental energy, which makes you feel, like I said, one step off. And elemental energy is that you're very in tune to the natural elements of what Gaia is about, the earth energy. But people organisms, it's like if they could like slow down and be a plant or an animal or something, you know, derivative of that, you'd understand them better. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure there. It's like you, like I said, you've been in just a little under 10 years. You've got maybe about another 4 or 5 that this is kind of like you're still addressing some, you know, whys, what ifs, could it have. And the one thing I'm going to say to you as a piece of advice is unload that shoulda, woulda, coulda. Okay? you know what I mean, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's just because you're right on track. Okay. Anything that you feel as missed opportunity, or I should have handled that differently, is BS. I almost said the real word on air, and I'm trying not to be hot enough on air. You know.
Well,
and
honey, as long
so,
as they think it's you, not me, I'm okay with it.
I know. I just have to wash that potty mouth. So, you know, you're right on track, because I have to tell you, more than anything, even before we're really getting into your records real strong, is that you are, you may not think you are, but, man, you came in with a serious checklist, and all I see is check, 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 And you have addressed a lot of crap in your life, a lot of crap, and not ran away from it, not hid from it. I mean, went on, put your big girl panties on and just, I mean, dealt with it. So amazing. Yeah. I mean, really amazing. Big kudos. So
yeah, I did the same thing, Susan. I just did auto writing because you talk so much that I just did auto writing and almost the exact same thing because, you know, she really has addressed a lot. But, you know, I'll save it for the end, but I mean, I could read it. But what I have is that she is very okay, I won't talk. Go for it, girlfriend. I already see where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, did you notice it's like my turn, and she tells me because you talk too much, and she's sitting there auto-writing through this whole thing, right? Yeah, sure. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what I want to ask you is what do you do for a career, and now and in the past?
Well, I started out as a nurse.
Yay!
And I've done many things in the past after that, mm-hmm. and I'm a healer now.
Can you share some of those many things with me?
Well, I'm a Reiki
master.
Make sure
they're clean.
Sorry, Sandra, I
wanted to make sure it was good, clean stuff. Go ahead.
I'm a Reiki master. I do crystal key healing, and I'm just learning, I've learned forensic healing. And it's been quite a journey.
Okay, good. Good. Mm-hmm. So now you are full into a career as in terms of energetic service.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I've been told I'm to have a healing center, so.
Yeah, you've been told what?
I've been told I'm to have a healing center, and with this last modality that I've learned, I see it coming more to fruition. So,
Hey, Sandra, guess what? We are really good healers of the mind and soul, so I could see where you would want us to run your center. I mean, I just see it really quickly that you want us to do all of your, you want us to be head of your center. I don't know what I could say. That's so sweet. I just know we have a different path. I do realize that we could actually have done it. Thank you.
It would be fun to have you come to Canada and help me.
Maybe one day we will, girlfriend.
Okay.
You just have to be careful with Bonnie because it's like you've got a book, it's hers. If you've got a center, she runs it. It's like if you've got a modality, she knows it. So, you know, it's just what makes her so cute. So,
you know,
okay.
From your lips to my ears, honey, absolutely. So go
for it. Okay, your gifts, what would you consider your gifts?
As I'm very compassionate, like a healer, very compassionate. I'm a giver. I'm a giver to a fault, but my gifts, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you like most about yourself?
I
find that pretty amazing that you can't figure out what your gifts are, but we'll go into that.
Okay.
Okay.
I like my heart. I love my heart and my compassion and love for other people and respect.
Okay. When you say respect, describe that.
Respecting of others, accepting other people's point of views. Maybe others don't necessarily respect mine because I seem a little out there. I think with my, you know, determination to try and heal people and mm-hmm. or wanting to help people. So
okay.
that's
Well, you're non-judgmental is what I was trying to get to. I mean, really
yes.
non-judgmental, okay,
yes.
which is what makes you an excellent healer.
Thank you.
Okay, because we are now in the energy. We are moving out of the energy healers 20, 30 years ago. We're in the energy of power, okay, harnessing energetic threads, modalities, and it was about power, the power of healing. Now we are in the age, full in the age of Aquarius, and it's all about the heart. It's energy, harnessing the healing energy of the heart. It's not about, you know, how big and how powerful it is. It's about how gentle it is through non-judgment, through compassion, and all of that. I mean, I've in the past when we first awakened, I've known healers that have had amazing healing capacity, but were really not very nice people. And you went, wow, how the heck did they get that energy? That's the energy of power that it used to be, but it's not like that anymore. It's all of the heart. So, well, the one thing that I'm going to say, which is interesting, you're making my left ear burn really up. So, yeah, I'm empathic, so you know that's how they I pick up things. Is that it shows me that you're
trying to tell you that I needed to talk.
Well, you're just going to have to wait, little girl. So it's like if you're only 15, that makes me older than you. So you're just going to have to wait.
Okay.
So it shows me that you're a little thin-skinned. Okay, and it's like, and you get your feelings hurt very easily when you think that people have wronged you or you have a real issue about people talking behind one another's back. And if someone, unkind words do not sit well with you. And if you, and especially towards you, it's like if you find it difficult to shake off. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, very true.
Okay. So here's what I'm picking up. It's like, you know, yours is so easy. It's like slicing through butter because you're so obvious. Okay, and that's like what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you're right on track. You're doing exactly what you came here to do. The first part of here of what is the tools is what I'm seeing here. Are there like big old-fashioned door keys? Okay, you know, like the you know the big,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know,
yeah, I do.
There are, yeah, you know, the big holes, and they have the real heavy, yeah. And there's there are all these little keys and opening big doors. Okay, but they're old-fashioned. Right, they're not, and there's a reason for that. Okay, and I'll explain that to you in a moment. Okay, the foundations. All right, is what I'm seeing here is I love these visuals that they give me. All right, you know what a banny rooster is?
Yep.
Yeah, I love those because that's what I am. I think.
Okay. What a banny rooster is, all right, is one of those roosters with their chest stuck out and they go around, you know, going, wah, 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 wah. You know, it's like, and, you know, but, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, oh, I'm all that, you know. Okay, that's your foundations, is they show me a banny rooster, which means that you got some heavy-duty ego foundations coming in here, all right? And this is why you have difficulty, okay, talking about yourself. This is why you have difficulty placing yourself first, okay, because basically what your soul is trying to do is to bring in all that power, and this is ancient old door power. Okay, the old ways are the best ways for you. It's like, and that's flat out, hands-on, pray, call in the angels, call in, whatever it is that, you know, you don't need a lot of modalities. You are a true Kent revival healer. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like, it's just there. It's always been there. So, you know, if anybody says to you, it's like, oh, well, you need this, try this, do this, this is new, you know, life thing. Yeah, you could do that, but you're always going to go back to the one way, and that is the energy of prayer and total connection with oneness. I mean, the crystals are wonderful, you know, and of course, Reiki energy is fabulous and everything, but all derives from you, okay? All of the Reiki master, the crystals, and any other thing that you do, it's just icing on the cake for you. You have old-fashioned healing energy that is ancient, okay? And that's your tools. It's like, so don't get too fancy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like keep it real basic because if you start adding too many bells and whistles, you don't enhance it. You decrease your healing abilities. Okay, because they get in the way. All right.
It's
so
my turn.
And the found. Not yet. Okay. The foundations that you're dealing with this Banty Rooster, okay, is that you've been a healer a long time, okay? This is your calling. You are a nurturer with great compassion, but somewhere along the line you figured it out, okay? In one or two of these lifetimes, you figured out how connected you were to this, to the idea, and this is how I'm going to say this, okay? And this is what I'm talking about, ancient energy, right? It is the concept that we are in perfection and there is no disease. There is no illness. There is no out of balance. That is the basic concept of ancient energy, is to literally reset, reboot the software in the body and go, this is a mistake. You're meant to be healthy and whole. Not these things will heal you, but it doesn't exist in the first place.
Okay.
Are you there, Sandra?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey.
Do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yes, I do understand.
Okay.
Well, don't worry, Sandra, because if you don't, I'll explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah, she'll explain. Yeah. So this is what I'm trying to say to you is that, about your ability, you know, of healing. And it's like, and my face is like totally beet red. My ears are on fire. My hands are on fire. My chest is pulsating. And it's like, this is raw. This is the raw perception of the perfection of the body. It's like it's not an adjustment. It's not I'm going to heal this. It's like, man, can't you see how perfect you are? Think about it. Is like that if you have a computer, which is what we are. We're designed computers, okay? And all it is about having a corrupt software in there. You reboot, reprogram it, and boom, that's it. You know, the body's supposed to be in perfection. That's what you're getting ready to remember in the next couple of years, okay? It's just as simple as that, all right? Everything else that you're doing, okay, is biding time until this recognition of what you used to do is going to come back to you. And it's pretty powerful. And the Banty Rooster stuff, well, you know, like I said, in the past life, you figured it out and went, whoa, oh, my God, you know, walk on water here. It's like because everyone else is like, you know, salve, pat, you know, put the, you know, energy and put the herbs and everything like that. And it's like, and you'd walk up and go, hey, don't you know that leg is perfect? And boom, it was. Because your ability to see the perfection in the body is what your healing gifts are about, okay? And not fixing, but in the energetic belief that everything is in perfection. We're just a virtual reality game here. That's all.
Right. Okay.
Okay? Hmm. So, but the Banny Rooster thing, so that's the old, ancient, old-fashioned keys, is that they're kind of keeping you modest and a little kind of thinking about like, well, maybe, you know, I need more or I could try this or whatever, so that you don't go to that place too quick.
Okay.
And yes, your clinic is coming. There's no question about it. You have actually two or three ladies, and then maybe even one man, that it feels like that it's going to all come together for you. But, yes, you are right on track with your calling. There is no question about it.
Do you see the center in the town that I live in?
No. I'm feeling that it's a little bit of a drive, like more secluded,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, like the show with Kevin Costner, build it and they will come. That's the first thing I heard.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't see it in her town
Not
either.
Not build it. It'll be there.
Yeah.
Should we release the Kraken?
Yes! Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think I want to go to sleep. I haven't been talking in the last 10 minutes. Ah, thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
I love
yes.
you. Oh, don't worry. She'll still be here. I love you, Sandra. You know why? Because you're a nurse just like me, and healing is so cool. So I don't think I ever wanted to heal, but I did it anyway. So I totally – go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is actually I quit nursing when what I saw with a lot of the other nurses is that they were not like me. And they,
yeah,
you know, there was so many that didn't have the heart for it. And,
I had the heart.
Changed a lot. Yes.
Oh, big time.
Yes, I did too.
Because even though I'm 15, I graduated from nursing school a very long time ago. But I will tell you that, and I saw the same thing, but I was more of an ER nurse. So, you know, I was fast, furious in. I did
yes.
burn units, helicopters. So I didn't really have to do the compassionate thing. I had to do the
yes.
right thing. And so there's a difference when you go into different parts of nursing. And I really
That's
wanted to
exciting.
Go in the OR.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to. Yeah, I had to do that exciting
yeah.
thing. And so, yeah, it was just not me sitting at the bed. Although, you know, my counseling when I do love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues is super cool. And I do sit there and I do listen, but it's just so up my alley. But I totally understand where you're coming from, and I knew why you had to take that next step. Although, you know, we do need the compassionate people like you in places that are really different, like Alzheimer's units, geriatrics, pediatrics. I mean, you know, you really, but I see where your heart is. Your heart is actually, and like Susan said, you're a healer, and you're not really healing anybody in the hospital. You're a conduit to healing. So you're going to be really the conduit to healing on your own in your own center. So I get it so much. So, Sandra, I just have to give you kudos, and I love you, girlfriend.
Thank you.
You're a nurse. You're welcome. Now, I do have to tell you what was coming when I was auto-writing, and this is before we opened the Akashic Records. Actually, Susan opened the Akashic Records. But it is either, is your mother still here? It's either your mother or your grandmother. It's one removed. So I usually, if one's removed, I can't really tell, especially at this age where you are. Like my mom died very early. So I would have my mom and grandmom in spirit, and I would see a two removed. So is your mom still on the earth?
Yes, my mom is. And
But I was a caregiver for a lady, and she was my mother in a past life. And she has come through for me numerous times, actually, in the past year.
Cool.
It could be her, Leona.
Okay. How about, can I ask the question, is your grandmother, because I'm looking at one removed, I'm looking at one to two removed. And usually if it's one removed, it's putting in the next one. And what she said is, she's coming through to me, and she's giving me glimpses, because why I'm saying I think it's her, now it could not be, and it might be your Leona, is that she's showing me some past things. So I'm thinking it's a family member, like, unless you know Leona when you were little. But she said, just grandmother. I don't know how much she knew you, but she said, and remember, this is her interpretation of you, and this is only the message I'm getting from her. She said, you're a very confident person. You run your roost. It's not with an iron hand. It's with a loving hand. And you're very compassionate. You, because, you know, I do auto writing, and sometimes I can't read my writing. Okay, you are... you know where you are going, and you're steady whatever circumstance you're in. Meaning you don't, like me, I go, way out, woo, woo. You know, and if you're in the ER, I do the same thing. Yes,
Wild woman.
I'm the Banshee Rooster, but you don't roll that way, Sandra. You roll pretty steady. And, in fact, I would have said you had either Virgo or Taurus in you, but I don't do horoscope. I just pretend to. But that's what I would say. And she said that she was taught to be very in charge of herself. She will succeed despite herself. She's very dependent on, meaning that people depend on you. And sometimes that is a tough situation because, you know, somebody depends on you and you really, I can't stand having people depend on me because when they do that, I have to... Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, if you're depending on me to feed you, I might not want to. So, you know, the thing is, I cannot take the dependence. I don't even like the dog. I love her very much. I mean, but I don't want her to depend on me to take her out or to feed her. And that's what I'm saying. But people depend on you. Okay, you're dependent on.
I'm not touching that.
I'm not even going
to go there.
And you avoid, wait a minute, I got to read this. You avoid, because I'm writing in auto writing and it's very hard for me to see and even reading afterwards, but it says that you avoid your own shortcomings. You don't really look at your shortcomings because you're too busy really making it right. You know, you steady on, what you do. And you're very even. She has got that from me. So your grandmother must have been a very even, very logical, very compassionate, very sweet soul. Because whoever this is showing me that she's taking pride in saying you're like her. Now, see, my grandmother wouldn't take pride in saying I was like her. But my grandmother would say, you are way too over the top, and I'm not taking credit for you. So your grandmother is actually taking a lot of credit for you.
That's true.
Bonnie, doesn't anybody want to claim you?
I claim myself, girlfriend, but go ahead, Sandra.
Well, my grandmother, and I know it was Grandma McGinnis, she was, Mabel is her name, and she owned a nursing home, and I, as a little girl, I used to go and do the old people's hair and read to them, and I loved her very much, and she came to me the night before she died and told me, like, she came and...
Yeah.
And in a dream. Yeah. And that scared me, actually, and that turned me off of my any gifts, I think, that
She's with you, but you know, it's so funny. That's why she was showing me nursing homers and Alzheimer's units. So that's, you know, because I usually don't bring those up because they're not anything I'm involved in. But she also, she's telling me she is around you. That you avoid certain ones of your gifts because you prefer others. was what she's telling me. And she's showing me this scene. You know, it's not my scene, so I've got to, you know, I've got to tell you that I hope you can take this. But first she shows me lollipops. She's showing me lollipops, okay? I don't know why. I don't know if you like lollipops or she had lollipops or she gave out lollipops, but she's showing me a whole lot of lollipops.
How about sucker?
Yeah. Well, sucker, lollipops.
No, I don't mean that. No, I'm meaning that I'm a sucker.
Oh. Well, not, you know, you have to take the symbol, not me, but, you know, hey.
Okay.
She's showing me a lot of lollipops. What's funny is she's showing me somebody sucking on a lollipop. Isn't that funny?
Oh.
So maybe that is a symbol. It's not plain lollipops. In fact, it was in somebody's mouth, and she's licking it, you know. So, and that's what she's showing me as a symbol. So that's why I said lollipops. She's also showing me young, and this is what she's showing, a basket of white daisies in a white wicker basket. So I don't know if she had a, you know, maybe it kind of looks like spring, or, and then she's showing me a lawn that you're running around, and she wore heavy stockings, or she had heavy stockings on when she's showing me. Yeah.
Yes,
and
she
and
did.
What she's, did you have white knee socks, girlfriend? I know we all did, but she's showing me you were young. Yeah, with white knee socks, and now she's showing me, and I've got to say this because I love them, so I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping she's not showing me myself, but actually no, because I'm a llama girl, but she's showing me a giraffe. She's showing me giraffe. So I don't know if she means you're sticking your neck out or she means that you know, actually there's something about giraffes. Maybe you went to the zoo or maybe you like giraffes. I don't know. That's what she's showing me. But all
I'm sort of like her, I think.
Yeah, well, she showed me some beautiful, beautiful scenes of when you were young. And I do want to say they were on Rolling Green. I don't know whether it's she had a lawn or, you know, you have a lawn, or, but they were beautiful, wonderful. You were happy. She was watching you. And I thank her so much for those symbols. So she does want me to tell you that the gifts that you have, and this is the last line I have on my page, the gifts that you have got from her lineage.
Yes, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we had a farm.
That's what it is then, because I saw ground.
And it was, their farm. It was a family farm, and Grandma had it, and then my dad took over. And, interesting.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, and it was just beautiful. And so I hope, Sandra, that you – I love healers. I had healers work on me this week, and I ended up being so much better because of it. Healers are wonderful. And when I think, you know, I think of healers and what Susan's saying about – and because I'm a nurse, I think of it differently. But when she's saying about we're all perfect and that's how you treat them – you know, when I see that and what I see opening up is we're all perfect, but what you use to treat them is earthly. So you might think when she said that to you, oh, well, how am I going to, you know, everybody's perfect and they're not diseased. You know, they don't have the disease. Well, you know, as a nurse, we don't think that way. But what I think Susan's saying, and that's why I said, you know, I wanted to explain what I thought, is she just means that you will, like with crystal healing and all that stuff, that's really just putting your non-diseased body back in attunement, then it's not diseased, which is what, you know, it's back to what it should be because, you know, that's life. And I think that's I think it was easier. I don't know. Go ahead, Sandra.
Well, what I was just going to say is actually I didn't work with crystals. The name of the healing was called Crystal Key, but no, it's all energy. It's all energy work, the same as this other modality. They're all energy.
That must be why I said that you were right on track. You know, I mean, absolutely right on track.
Well, crystals are energy. So, you know, I don't work with crystals either, but crystals are energy. So when I say crystals, it's energy that you work with and putting the energetically, you know, back in. So, you know, what's so funny is we have now in medicine, and this is in MDDO medicine, people who do fluid exchanges with energy. and now it is in the MDO community. They lay hands on the top of your back, but they don't touch you, and they say they're aligning your body fluids, and I've seen it work. So it's coming, girlfriend, in really the mainstream, quote, mainstream, and it's coming. So I know what you're doing, but I just wanted to explain it a little bit that I thought that you'd understand it as a nurse, because in nursing we have disease, but what Susan's saying is everybody is a perfect machine, and all you have to do is attune it with your energy. So I think that's so fabulous, and I only wish girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I hope we help you.
Yes, that was awesome. Actually, can I ask a question just about, do you see any relationship for me?
Yeah.
A male, like a, obviously.
I mean, a plant, yes, I see them too. Yes, do you know where I'm picking it up, though? And I hope you're not going to get too upset about this. I am picking it up around your clinic. So I think that it's either somebody that's going to be involved in your clinic or somebody that comes there. But I do see that I don't feel it's real close coming, meaning that I don't think it's in the next month or two. But I do I do think it's a little further out than that. But I think that when he comes, it will be perfect and you'll know it. And that's what I'm seeing for you. So, yes, I do see a male. I don't think you'll be alone. I think that the center is going to be the center of your life, and I think he'll be involved in it. But I think until that really happens, I don't see a whole lot of meaningful relationship coming until that center. And I don't mean it has to be done, because sometimes they take a long time, just starting to get much more evolved than it is right now.
It's almost like that he's comes up with the planning and the talking and the, you know, it's like not necessarily when it's all done and said and you're up and running, but it's almost like that he comes in with, a part of, I mean, he could even be like, well, hey, we've got this place, now we need some work on it, and he could be the contractor that comes in and does the work on the place, you know, but it's the building up is what I'm picking up.
You know,
when,
I have to
when
tell
do you.
When
see the center? Okay.
Well, I do have to tell you what I see about the center, and then I'll let Susan answer that question because I know she's been quiet for a while too, and she's just going to do auto writing, and then we'll all do auto writing, and then that'll be the end of the show. But here we go. I see the center, and believe it or not, I think it's a little further out. I do feel it's already existing, meaning it's an already existing building. I don't see it as a, I see it standing alone. I think you're going to find something really adorable. It seems to me like there's a building or some type of home that's in more of a, maybe it's a little,
I'm picking up gingerbread. It's like such a cute little house.
Yeah. And it's going to be all yours. So the neat thing is you're going to love it. You're going to feel at home there. It's going to be, you're going to say, this is just perfect. And when you go there, the energy, and that's what's going to, oh, my goodness, I've got your grandmother still on top of me here. The energy that you feel, and I love it, the energy that you feel walking into this place, you will know, girlfriend, because I think you know that any strip mall or anything is just not going to be for you. So that's what I say. Go look for the oddity. Okay, Susan, do you have any other? Do you have anything else?
No, actually, I think we've covered all the bases. Unless Sandra has something that she would like to ask last minute.
Well, just about. Well, would I purchase this or would I rent it? Or because. I mean, I've been blessed in getting mortgage money. Do you see me purchasing
it? I'm hearing lease
it,
to buy is what I'm hearing. Lease to buy.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love this. You know, I'm so sad I didn't say it first, but it's okay. I saw the same exact thing. Lease purchase. Yes! Okay, girlfriend.
Bonnie,
all the same.
Oh, my God. someone would think that you were psychic. That is so cool.
I know. Love it.
Do you hear Hockley Valley as a place? Do you hear Hockley Valley?
Is that like an outskirts or a suburb?
It's outside of Collingwood. It's out in the country, and I just had a sense that maybe it was Creemore. Oh, Creemore. Hockley Valley, Creemore.
What I'm getting is that I've never been good on like names and things like that, but I'm getting feeling that the energetic in that area.
It's
definitely, it's like, it's only like about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, like away from where you are now.
That's probably Creemore then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll investigate.
Mm-hmm. I look for us.
Lady,
just go find us our clinic.
Absolutely. You'll be the first to be invited.
Thank you. We love you, Sandra.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Please,
bye-bye.
And please listen. And we love having you. We love having you in chat. We adore opening your Akashic Records. We wish you all the luck and the good luck that you need. We know you're going to succeed. And please let us know. We'll announce it for everybody in Canada to come. The next person on is CAD. CAD, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan. This is Stacy.
Hi. Hi, Stacy. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
We're
good. We got a real big echo.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the speaker on my computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like it's high ceilings is what it is.
I do have high ceilings.
Yep, that would be it. Okay, we're hearing you okay. It just sounds like you're
we're
in a tunnel.
Okay.
What can we do for you today, Stacy? Well, how can we make you more comfortable or happy? Do you want your Akashic Records of a question?
Well, actually, I was wondering if I can ask about my love life.
Absolutely. We're good at that, girlfriend. Go for it.
Great. I'm single.
First of all, how old are you, Stacy?
I'm 29, almost 30 in April.
Okay.
And I'm single, and I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to improve not being single, or if there's any past life lessons I should be learning, anything.
Well,
have you never been married?
No, never married.
Okay, when's the last relationship that you had?
Almost 2 years ago.
Okay. Okay, Bonnie, I know you got something to say. Go ahead. Jump on it, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I do want to say, and I'm going to go into counseling mode versus, intuitive mode first.
Sure.
First of all, you're at an age. Can I ask what you do for a job? Or are you in school?
I'm a federal, federal worker. I work for the government.
Well, that's a great job. So that's a fabulous job. You should be happy about that because it might not pay you what you want to do at first, but the benefits and the security are fabulous, girlfriend.
It's stable.
yes, it's stable. And I think that's probably, I can feel that from you. It's not really great. I think you love the stability, but it's kind of, you feel a little bit bored. And I don't mean bored in your job, but maybe there's just nobody to meet there. Maybe, that's what's happening. It's not doing it for you. But I will tell you this, and I'm going, girlfriend, because my daughter's 27. She asked me the same questions, and I'm going to tell you that I so believe.
Every week.
And I guess every day, thank you.
Every day.
Yes, and I will tell you that you are so young, and yes, there's going to be plenty of boyfriends coming in. I don't really see you making a total commitment to anybody till about your 33rd year, which is a great year to do a commitment. But I do want to tell you something. Dating, my dear, takes a while. And so what I am going to tell you is this. I would love, and I don't know how you feel about it, and really, if you ask anybody, the thing is that even if you don't like it, I really would suggest you do it, that you need to get on online dating. Are you on any online dating services?
I am looking into it.
Okay, you've got to. I've got to tell you why, and then I'm going to go into like a 5 to 6 minute tirade, and then I'll talk to you. One is it changes your energy. It actually pushes. Stop it, sister. It actually changes energy toward the I want to be out there, I want love in energy. And whether you meet somebody from online dating or whether you say, oh, no, I've been out 6 times and they're all duds, what it does for you is it gets you into the dating mood. It gets you into understanding what you want and don't want. It also gets you, it's like a training ground for how you behave and how you don't behave. Now, what I will tell you with what counts, and I am going to say to you, I have more clients, and I had more clients at young ages that met online dating husbands than ever. And I would say, and people don't admit this, but I have more clients that have met online dating than I have actually that either met in school or work. So please, please, get online, get on to one of them. Get on to Match.com. eHarmony is a good one for your age. I don't recommend, you know, them over the other because I don't just do that on the show yet. But eHarmony, Match.com, anything if you have a certain hobby. Another thing is you want to make sure that that first page that you do, which is what they call your profile, actually puts 80% of who you don't want to answer and bring you only the ones that you really would consider dating. And there's tricks to this. Now, first of all, I'll give you the first trick, and then I'm going to, like I said, I'll talk for about 5 minutes, and I'm going to give you a chance. First of all, you have to change your picture at your young age every 3 to 6 months. Don't just put up a smile picture. Put up a picture of what you do, if you're reading, if you're out exercising, if you're a hiker, if you like restaurants, put a big picture of you eating a pizza, because then whoever doesn't like eating food is going to stay away from you. Whoever loves going to all kinds of cool restaurants will want you. So you need to change your photos, make them, you know, more like you and your personality. And what you want to put on your first profile page is this. Please do not answer or call me or whatever, you know, they do, or email me if you are married, have a girlfriend, or living with a girlfriend and you say that you're through but you don't have any money, so you stay there, living with a friend and you don't know if it's male or female, or I'm divorced but we're living together because I have no money. Now, I don't have to tell you why, because you can see what the problem could be, because they still do that. Okay, here's the clue. The first paragraph is everything you like. Hi, I'm a diver. I love shells. I love romantic dinners in Brooklyn, New York, and I love going. I'm a foodie and love going to the theater. If you don't want a smoker or a drinker, instead of putting what you don't want, say, I am a gym rat. I love the gym. I eat healthy, and all the activities, eating and whatever, is healthy. So they don't want you either. They're not going to want to be smoking around you or drinking around you if they know that you don't. The next paragraph you're going to put is what you want in a guy. Hi, I love guys who drink milkshakes. I love milkshakes. I love guys who exercise at the gym. And anybody who's really into indie films, call me. Anything that's positive, you always use a positive. If you, like I said, if you don't want drinkers, smokers, you don't want people who are bums, you can put that, but don't put I don't want. What you say is, please answer if you have a great job. I love the financial community. I love healthcare workers. Anything you want, but not negative. And then what the last and final thing that you need to do, Missy, is you need to make sure that you make, when you meet them, it's only for coffee or tea. No drinks, no appetizers, no dinner. Starbucks is great. Venery is great. It's a 20-minute date. It's a dollar something that they're spending on you. And if you talk over 15, 20 minutes and he says, okay, would you like to have dinner? Absolutely. But do not go to dinner or drink first. So, honey, how are we feeling?
That was great advice. I mean, just what I needed for starting my online profile.
Yeah, you really need to do it. And I'll tell you, and I'm going to hand you over to Susan, but I've got to tell you, when you do that, you change your energy, because I could feel your energy even just changing as I was talking to you. In order, and I don't care if you go out with 10 people and you say, oh, I hate this, I don't like it, everyone has been not what they say. It teaches you something. And believe me, you could go to coffee with a friend down the street. They don't have to be good looking. They don't have to be, you know, into shape. But if that's what you like, you're not spending the 20 minutes really getting to know that person. So you're not investing a lot. You're meeting a lot of people, and you're being nice. So I say go for it. I know you'll meet a few people. I'm seeing the number 3, which means 3 guys, and then you're done. So I would believe you'll meet your guy, and I think that you'll be probably dating him for about a year or a year and a half before you actually get married. So you're looking at only, you know, another year and a half before you're actually going to meet somebody that you really, really, you might have a couple relationships before that, like I said, about 2, and then I see Mr. Wright walking in for your girlfriend.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's all about intention, you know, all the thing with putting the energy out there, and it's like so that it's like sending a red flare of recognition that, you know, that you're, you know, calling in those matches. And because, you know, if you just sit there and wait and think, you know, oh, this is never going to work, it's like dead air, dead energy.
Yeah.
So you keep it recycling, keep it recycling.
Yeah, please, Stacy, let us know. Give us a call. Get online and let us know how it goes, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye,
thank you, Stacy.
Love, you know me. I just love that. Reminds me of Lauren. Reminds me of my daughter who, you know, I'm mommy, mommy, mommy. And, you know, I feel so bad. And I know the energies change when they can actually get out. So I hope I've helped, Stacy. I know I have. And we're going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is Carrie. This is Bonnie and Susan. You are on with us, girlfriend or guy friend, whoever you are. Hi. Hello.
Hello. You never unmuted.
Are you muted? I'm muted. Yay.
I'm unmuted now.
I know, sometimes I'm just like crazy, which is probably all the time, so please forgive me. How can Susan and I help you? Is it Carrie?
It's Carrie, yeah. I just was interested in your Akashic records, and I'm finding that really interesting last caller about the dating. Really, really interesting.
Okay, Carrie, well, I'm going to hand you over to our expert, even though I love to call her an expert because she is. This is Susan. This is Carrie. She wants her Akashic records
okay.
open.
Okay. Hi. Now, is it Kelly or Carrie?
Carrie, C-A-R-Y.
Carrie. Oh, okay.
Okay, me equals Carrie. There we go. See your co-host. Liv's co-host.
What is it?
Carrie. I'm just putting it in the chat.
I don't think Susan's in chat, Carrie, so I'm just telling her. Carrie, it's Carrie. C is in cat, A is in aunt, R is in rat, Y is in yes. Carrie.
Hey, folks, that's what I said. Thank you. Carrie.
I know that's what you said. She was just telling you.
I'm the one with the constant hearing loss here. It's like you know, don't spook me, folks, here. Okay. All right. Love the accent. And the first thing that I'm going to ask you is how old you are.
I am 31.
31? Okay. You are, of course, in the soul window where you're
that
about,
I'm not.
You know, Yes, the soul window of growing up, which of course everyone heard on air that Bonnie has now owned and claimed that she is never growing up. So we'll all give her an applause.
That's
never
growing up either.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, this soul window that you're in is where you start letting your young girl ways go. You know, you put the Barbie doll aside. You stop thinking in terms of possible soul, you know, soulmates or life partners. Is that, mm-hmm. gee, they're cute. They really dance well. I like his car. You know. You start thinking in terms of, it's like, wow, I'm moving into womanhood. You start thinking of nesting. Start thinking of you know, who would make a good father, who would move forward. So basically it's really kind of the first window when we really start addressing maturity, okay? And you know, like, it's like it maybe through up into this time, it's like, you know, we were rocking out every night, and all of a sudden you go, you know, I'm not going out tonight. I'm tired, you know, I have to get up early in the morning, and you go, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah.
And Carrie, you need to go into the second soul window where I am, and that is that I'm still doing that, so thank you.
Yeah. So it's like she's stuck at 15, you know, which is really going to start causing her problems when she hits about 80 and she tries to pull that one off. So, okay.
Dante, Mama.
Yes, I know. So what I'm going to ask you is what you do for a career now and in the past.
I've been in alternative healing and a bit of IT.
Okay, what do you teach?
No, IT.
IT.
Computers.
IT, sister. Computers.
I thought you said I teach. Okay, computers. Okay.
Yes, but yeah, okay. I have taught people how to use the computer, so yeah, not far off.
Okay. What is it is your main career? I mean, is it computers?
I'm actually not employed. I do work for my dad.
A combination of everything.
Yeah.
And alternative healing, what exactly is it that you do in alternative healing?
I do Reiki, I do readings, I do aromatherapy, medical research, that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you have a private practice or do you work with someone?
It's private.
Private? Okay.
Private, yeah.
Okay. Now, are your gifts, what would you consider your gifts to be?
Definitely the healing, music, probably working with animals, and then connecting with Mother Earth.
You said animals?
I just wrote this down.
Animals, yeah.
Okay.
I'm auto-writing already, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And the things that you like the most about yourself?
Oh, I like my hair when it looks nice, which it does.
What was that? You like your what?
My hair.
Oh, she's so mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm so mean, yeah.
Yeah.
My voice. Let's stick with those two things.
Okay, can you speak up a little?
Okay. Let me just turn up my mic. Is that better?
Yes.
Sorry, my mic was down a little bit. Okay, did you hear that?
No.
I can hear it.
Can you interpret for me, please?
Yeah, can you please tell me what you said? Because there's a lot of static. Okay, now the static's gone. So tell me.
Yeah.
She likes her hair, Susan. That's just like me.
Yeah, I got that. I love my daughter's hair, too. I wish I had it.
And then my voice. I like my voice.
And her voice, Susan.
Her voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I like
okay.
your voice, too.
I know. That's the first thing I said. I said, I love the accent. Okay. Okay. You have an interesting Akashic Records here, all right? And so and you're still young, all right? Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm going – the first thing that I'm going to say to you. It's like the Akashic Records in terms of I can see up until the time that where you are in the moment. That's the book that you're writing. It's like you're as you're writing it, and I can and it entails what it is that you're here for, but mm-hmm. you haven't written most of your life yet. So
yeah.
What I'm going to say is that it's the soul window that you're up to at the point, because you know most of the people that although we've had a series of young people that come on, but most of the people that come on the show for their Akashic Records, you know, they're in their 50s or 60s, and they have a lot of track record, a lot of living behind them that, you know, really shows how their journal has unfolded and what they've done. So what I'm going to say, what's going on with you right now is that the first of the tools that that I'm hearing, seeing here, is that there's this kind of cotton balls, all right? And I keep on hearing fluff and fluff, okay? There's like the cotton balls, but yet within the cotton balls, there's these steel spikes. Okay.
Yeah.
Within the cotton balls, I'll explain that to you in a moment. That's your tool. Okay. What's your foundations here is that there's all these fine fabrics full of gold weavings, like royalty fabrics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you would see kings and queens with gold threadings. On it.
Susan,
and that's
you can't believe what I wrote down here. You got the same.
What?
It's just amazing. You got the same.
Okay.
You know,
you're writing
amazing.
The same things down? Okay.
Well,
no,
so, but it's a word, but it's the same kind of feeling. So it's just really interesting.
Okay. So what this is telling me, and the reason why this is so cute when I asked you what your gifts were and what you like about yourself, okay, is that you're still in the soul window, that when you say what you like about yourself is that you totally attached you. It's like, well, I'm cute, you know, and it's versus of like all, I'm all that. You know, and so you're still, this is what I mean about coming into the maturity soul window. It's like, you know, your comments were still Barbie doll comments, which is adorable, but it tells me where your energy is. So what this is the tools that you're using is that you have a lot of you're going to go through life, and you're in the life right now, is
mm-hmm.
that everything is about kind of lighting down, not making any heavy footprints, okay?
Yes.
It's like come in, you find things, you get interested, and then you move on. You get bored really easy. Okay,
yeah.
And it's like you have a lot of beautiful, soothing gifts. Mother Earth, you have an affinity with animals that's awesome, really
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
like you
yeah.
are telepathic with animals, which is really
mm-hmm.
cool. And the music is, it's like, do you create it or do you just listen to it?
I like listening to it, and I like writing my own songs and poetry and stuff. So.
Okay, so you're musical, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The music for you is a personal thing. Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It almost like it balances and attunes you of all this gentle beauty that you come in with.
Okay.
The healing energy that you have is healing gifts are related to sound, telepathic connection with animals and people. Okay. The Mother Earth is that anything that you use from the elemental will assist you in Earth. It's like real raw is what I'm picking up. Okay. Now, the fluff and buff is that you'll get something and then move on. Learn something, move on. It's like you're never really going to go deeply into any one thing. It's like, and I can relate to this because, I mean, it's like, you know, I do this, it's like, oh, done with that, move on, you know, and it just imprints on you. And you're going to do this for the rest of your life. The cotton balls is that fluff and buff kind of thing. Never really deep, intensive healing, but like a soothing kind of like crawling up on grandma's lap is what I'm hearing, is the kind of healing that that you do. And it's mostly emotional healing. And the spikes that come through on the cotton balls tells me that you have a backbone of iron. Nobody can make you do anything you don't. That backbone of iron is what's going to push you forward and push you forward and push you forward. And all these modalities and healing gifts and everything, it's like you're never going to go deep. You're going to go light touch. But when you hit about your 40s, okay, you're going to find that the music, the elemental, the telepathic, all of it is going to come into literally one particular modality that's going to make sense to you, that you can use it for everything. It feels like it might have to do with animals. That seems to be your most affinity. And it'll get deeper and deeper. I mean, you could be end up being an animal whisperer, you know, that kind of thing. The foundations with the gold and the gold fabric is that you come from royalty, a lot of lives of royalty. That's why you've got this kind of natural class about you. You got not real queen energy. You want to look at queen energy, talk to Bonnie. Okay.
Yeah,
but
I'm
it's
the queen
like
energy.
Yeah, you've got princess energy, which
yeah.
means that there's a part of you that you like things, you like the best, you like quality, you don't like things messy in your life, and there's just a natural sophistication about you that just has come naturally to you ever since you have been young. And that's the foundations that that you came in. But this lifetime, basically what you decided to do is that you decided to, and you've always had the healing abilities, okay, in whatever form that came in these lives. But it was, and I say this in kind of, when I say fluff and buff, it's like your soul decided to come down out of the clouds and work with the little people.
Well,
you know,
I,
but you still, Yeah, you still carry the air of elegance and sophistication, which is why opens a lot of doors for you and will open many, many doors for you. But, you're so far in terms of this window, you're dealing with a lot of gifts and a lot of ideas, but still in the energy of a young girl. When you hit to be about 34, all of a sudden you're going to want to do more, be more, have more impact. But it's never going to go narrow and deep. It's always going to be fluff and buff, accumulating, and then somewhere along the line in your 40s, you're going to understand why.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, well, wait a minute. I have something to say.
Yes, Stacy. Carrie, does this make sense to you?
Some of it, yeah. I'm really going to have to go and listen again and go into what you've said. Certainly the royalty makes sense. The backbone of iron makes sense. People think I'm a walkover. I'm not. You'll be sorely. Aina, if you're going
to
do that.
The thing is yeah, the thing with, you know, what I tried to explain to you when we first got into this is that you're still young. And it's like, so I'm only reading the beginnings of this journey that you wrote for yourself. And it's like, and you're just now at the beginnings of the brand new feelings, not quite knowing how they're going to unfold or what they're, but they're definitely there. You come into real fruition of what you're going to do with them, like I said, in your 40s. So you got about another 10 years, 11 years of trying this, feeling that, doing this, and everything, and then it's all going to come together.
Well Carrie, when is the money coming?
Okay.
Carrie,
Bonnie, got something for you.
I'm listening.
Carrie. Mm-hmm. Carrie, I am muting you because you've got so much static, and so you can go back on archives, but you can listen while I talk when I mute you.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I hate when I have to mute people, but you can see a big difference, and I don't want the archives as you're going to listen to Carrie your static. So what I got is, it's so funny because when she was talking about fluff and buff and cottons and gumballs or whatever she was saying, I was getting that you are like a butterfly up in the ethers, very much not on this plane. I can feel you. You don't have the your feet. It's like you don't have the feet on the earth yet. It's that you're here, but you tread very lightly. So you're kind of like
no heavy
lightly touch the earth. Yeah, and the reason is your gift. And you fly away, your soul would say you would fly away if you could. You'd be flying away laughing, going, ah, just like I would, and you wouldn't think a thing of it because it would be so natural. Your reality is waning sometimes. Sometimes you're so in the ethers, you're so in that bubble kind of that you really, really live in your own world. You see the world. And you're not unaccustomed to it, and you're young, so everything is like can't even see it. You're looking from above to below, so you're kind of like not here and not there, but you really are having a good time, and you see reality as not here. You see reality in what you do, so I do see you so attuned to animals and people, to grass, to the flowers. I think you resonate with them better. I think you understand them better. I don't know why I'm saying this, but this is what they're telling me. And I think that gives you that ethereal, that no footprint, very lightly walk this earth, just like flowers, plants, and butterflies. So that's what they're showing me. That's the scene I see. I love it. Because I think, girlfriend, if I wasn't grown up in Philadelphia and I didn't have to be on the earth plane at that point, I wouldn't have. I would have been up in the ethers, too. So I'm going to unmute you. And then we're going to have to get to the next person because we've got, you know, a few more we've got to get to. So, Carrie, I hope that's made sense. And you can actually go back and listen to that there. Because do you get what I'm saying, girlfriend?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
Carrie, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. And, honey, go back and listen to the archives because it was chock full of all kinds of information. We are going to 480. 480, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I've got a quick question for you, if that's all right.
We are rip ready and going to get it. So go ahead and ask
us. Excellent. Well, I've been working. I've got a deal that I feel pretty good with that's moving forward, and but there's delays and all this kind of stuff going on with it, and we've got to wait on third parties and so forth. But my question is it time now to kind of get a secondary job just to kind of maintain for the next month or two, or am I good right now where I'm at?
Deal is it, may I ask?
Yeah.
It's in regards to, like, banking.
In regards to what?
Banking.
Okay. And how long has the deal been in the works?
The deal's been in works for about a month now, and we're just our client is working with another party. And it seems like they're dragging their feet.
Close, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take this body, or you want me to continue on?
You know what I'm feeling is the first thing when I got on when you were asking about this deal, I heard no. But what your question really was should I get another job? Before the deal comes through. So I'm assuming that you really believe this deal is coming through. And when you asked your question, my question came back yes. So what I think is, and this is just what I see, is that I don't think you're going to be getting a job. I don't think that the 2 months, you're going to get a job for only 2 months. I believe that this job will evolve into something that has to do with your business. And I don't know whether you'll include whoever you're in with it or the job that you get will actually morph into this. But what I see is, know this, whatever you're doing right now is not going to pan out at this time, meaning in the next 2 months, because it needs some more work. I'm hearing off kilter, so you're having to tweak it. Am I correct? Okay, so if you've got to tweak it and you need money, my suggestion is, and what they're telling me is, yes, start looking for a job. But the job that you're going to find, and this is what I'm kind of getting, is that it'll be in the same kind of venue, or if you're going to be, it might be in a lower realm, meaning, you know, you might take a job just to take a job. But for some reason in this job, it'll give you the availability to tweak what you need to tweak for your thing. And I think, for some reason, that this job that you might get, well, that you're going to get, is going to morph into helping you with the other one. And that's what I'm getting. So, Susan, do you see anything?
When you were talking about this banking deal, I was hearing 4 or 5 months, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like that there's someone else that's getting involved in it. That's going to make it a more secure and sweeter deal, okay? They raise the bar on it. And I'm hearing that in a minimum of because this new person got involved with it, it's like it's going to be like 4 or 5 months. So my suggestion, get a job. It's like my sense about it is that I'm picking up what Bonnie's picking up on about there's some connection. It's like pull a favor in the arena that you're already working in of like, look, you know, you know, can I do some contract work or, you know, some part-time work or, you know, until this deal comes through? And it's almost like that you're pulling in a favor from someone,
yeah.
You know, calling people and say, you know, you have any work for me, any contract work I can do until I'm waiting for this deal to happen. And there's something that when you, like, call in that favor, that there's, like, actually almost like another deal behind it, you know, kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, not connected with the deal that you're doing now, but it's like wow, you know, are you looking for work? It's like, well, you know, what are you doing? Blah 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 blah. It's like, really? Well, yeah. Let me talk to you. I think maybe we might have something that we could offer you, like that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what I do, it's pretty much 100% commission, so there's like no real salary or anything like that. That type of thing. So I was just going to go back to bartending part-time just to kind of meet the day-to-day needs.
Hey,
that's kind of contract
work.
Yeah. Well, it offers the flexibility, so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do, you know,
yeah, you know
I've got to tell Mike. I do got to tell you something, Mike. What I'm getting to is, like I said, when you go to this job and whatever it is, if it's you know, if you're not going to go into the banking field and you want to go into your bartending, it'll be that you meet somebody. You know how bartenders talk.
Yep.
You will meet somebody that will help you.
Oh, yeah.
Because this,
more deals are made at bars than anything.
Yeah.
You're right.
It needs to tweak something in this. Something in this business that you're going into has to be tweaked. I see it. I can feel it. I know it. And once you work out the tweaks, it's going to be, I hear, full steam ahead. But the thing is, it's going to take you to find out what it is that needs to be. And I think you know. They're telling me that you do know it's not complete and that you need to do some more work and really put your head to the grindstone to figure out what once you do find out what needs to be tweaked in this business that you have, it's going to be like, there we go, and full steam ahead. But you're going to need a job, what I'm, you know, going to tell you.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Good to know.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Let us know what happens, Mike.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Mike. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Okay. You know what? I am going to take, I think we've taken them, but because we have a lot of callers on the board, but I think I missed one. I'm going to go to, is it Cadet? And let me just make sure I haven't taken them because they've been on for a while. Cadet, hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. Did I take you or is this the first, did I take you today already? Hello? Cadet? Or C-A-D-E-B or T? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put them on hold because I don't know why it's not. And I'm going to take the next caller because we have, I think, well, we've got 10 minutes. And I'm going to hope it's a question, and maybe it's a question because we really can't do Akashic Records in 10 minutes. But hi, 717, we're hoping you're on with Bonnie and Susan that you have a question.
Hello there. Hold on one second.
Hi.
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 I was hoping we could go to the Akashic Records. Ian
Briefly. I mean, you know, we've got 10 minutes, and I know.
We just can't do it, man. Can you call back tomorrow? And we're having a special guest tomorrow.
We have Leslie tomorrow. And I don't want to the last time I promised somebody they would get in, and then I didn't see their number. They got very upset. So I'm not going to do that, but I will tell you.
Yeah.
717, I will not forget you. And I will, I'm going to ask that I know Thursday we've got a guest also, so it would be next Monday, and I hate to do that to you because I know it's something that you love, but if you do love it and you call in at like 5 of 1,
I will see your number. I'm not going to promise because last time I promised, I got in trouble. So 717,
oh,
I'm writing.
Oh, that's all right. Actually, Blog Talk kept kicking me out, so I kept having to press 1 again.
Oh,
so,
I'm so sorry.
One of those things.
Well, listen, if you get into chat on Monday, I'm always there 15 minutes ahead of time. If you get into chat on Monday and say, hi, I'm 717, then I will make sure that I pick you up. But I have to see you in chat first. Okay?
That would be fine. Thank you much. And I'm Crystal of Fate as the user.
Hi, Crystal. And absolutely Monday, if you get into chat and say, hi,
yeah,
Bonnie.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it.
717, we will see you on Monday, okay?
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you so much. Susan,
you're welcome.
Blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, Crystal, you have a wonderful
already
week. Okay, we'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I love it. I'm going to put it right down here. It's just that I asked that you come into chat because, you know, my memory and my pad obviously did not serve me the last time. So I am going to hopefully remember this, and that's why I asked you to come and chat. When you come and chat, you come in, I always open chat a half an hour before. If you say, hi, Bonnie, I'm the one that you told at 717, I will absolutely try to pick you up. Because if I don't see your number on, I can't do it. And that's what happened with the last person. And we did make it right, but it was a tough call for all of us. But anyway, I do want to say, because we can't take any more callers because it is now 2:51, I want to go over what I've got coming up. Ooh, I have to tell you, I am so excited about this. We've got some great guests. But I've got a really cool, I just got him to sign for May 31st. I know this is far, guys, and I'm talking like I'm going to hold my breath because I cannot believe he's coming. And I'd love you all to put that down in your calendar because we are going to do a Saturday show on May 31st at 1 o'clock with Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony wrote the New York Times bestseller, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. This book for grief, he's a lawyer, he is a clairvoyant, he sees spirit. He tells you in the book about how he's done cases and he's seen, you know, people behind everybody. This book is so cool. If you can read it before he comes on, he is going to be taking callers. I had a reading from him, I would say, 2 years ago. He's hard to get a hold of. He's done a lot of radio. He's done TV. And, I mean, I've tried to get him on, and he is such a nice and good guy, but he is a lawyer, guys. So he still works, and he goes all over doing shows and interviews, and the book is kick butt. I give it to people who have crossed over to the other side, because it kind of gives you all kind of information about it. Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side by Mark Anthony. He is coming May 31st. I did have to tell you, I just did it today, so I'm so excited. Now I got to go to my guest.
I'm going to add, if she got Mark Anthony on the show because she harassed and bullied him for the last year. She was not going to take no for an answer. And by God, I am so impressed because they kept on saying, no, he doesn't do appearances, you know, this and that. And she said, I'm not going to take no for an answer. And then all of a sudden, now the clear blue sky, she said, you know, I'm going to try again. And it's like, by God, I knew she was going to pull it off. I knew it. So let's give kudos for Bonnie. Yes.
He is a psychic lawyer. You can look him up online. It's called Mark Anthony, and you can Google markanthony.com, and it'll say psychic lawyer underneath him. He does live in Florida. He's a great guy. He gives great readings. He books out a year in advance. So please try to be here on May 31st at 1 o'clock, because I'm going to tell you that the show will book up. Now, I've got to tell you what we've got coming on tomorrow and this week, because I love all our guests. All our guests are so talented. Me and Susan and I are so in awe of everybody and everybody's talent and gift. We're in awe of our chatters. That's how crazy we are. But we've got Leslie Cody coming tomorrow. I'm so excited because there's a question I need to ask Leslie, and I think Leslie knows. The question is, Leslie, if you're listening, how do you pull those dates? So, girlfriend, come prepared. And we are going to have everybody. Leslie is going to be taking callers. She's a medium clairvoyant psychic. She is with ESP Psychics, and she's coming on our show. And rumor has it she might be a regular. So I am going to tell you, you're going to love Leslie. Anybody that has the energy to come on and get an Akashic reading record from Susan and I and then read me, OMG, girlfriend and guy friends, she is going to have a full board tomorrow. And I know you all want to talk to her. I've already gotten at Facebook messages, when is she going to be on? So Susan and I gave up our time gladly, reluctantly, but gladly. We gave up our time so that she'd get on early. Then on Wednesday, you know, we have our Astro Wednesday, astrology with Ron Cole and Atlantean life cards, which is to me astrology because it's kind of with the planets and stars and moon and everything. And Kelly Coulter, even though she wants me to call her Casey cards, I'm calling you Kelly. But you know what? If you want Casey cards, I'll do it. But Kelly, you're just such a sweetheart. And she is going to be taking callers and doing readings on Wednesday. Thursday, we rock with what you've asked me for, a pet intuitive psychic. She's also a medium, so she goes in through your pets, but she can answer questions. Any pets, you got pets, you have pets, please call. She's ready to talk to you about them intuitively. She's there to tell you about what your pet's thinking and how maybe you can help your pet. That is on Thursday. And then we rock, Susan and I, back with Monday and Tuesday, Akashic Records. I'm going to stop there because we've just got too many people. And, you know, I think Thursday is Laura Pierrette. Kelly can answer that. I know she committed to coming every second Thursday to do healing. So if you love Laura and you love the language of light, and we do, please know that Laura will be here every second Thursday of the month. And we are very proud, very honored, very happy.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. I got a healing from her. And Bonnie absolutely knows for about a week or 10 days I'm going, oh, my God.
Oh, I think Susan had the best healing, to tell you the truth. I mean, at one point I was going to go get a fan just to cool her down. So I am going to tell you. She's a fabulous girl. We love her, even her personality and everything. That's why I love the people. Don't you, Susan? We have the greatest. I feel like, you know, and I don't want responsibility, but, you know, I feel like a proud, you know, I just love all the people that are on our show and everybody that we showcase. And, you know, what's so cool, Susan, is they all, well, I hope, because, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, they could be lying, but why lie to a psychic? They all say that they want to come back. I mean, is that cool or what?
I know. They're so wonderful. And, you know, we're so blessed because we just feel that Spirit is just sending us the most wonderful people. And, you know, the people that come on our show, you know, they get amazing benefit from it, our listeners, and so do we. So, you know, it's just everything just runs so smoothly in terms of how Divine Spirit sets it up. I totally agree.
Yeah, I don't, it's amazing. I just had somebody in, I just want to tell everybody, I have seen the numbers in the board, and I know I'm not going to say the name of who just wrote in a chat. I do not see your number or name on the board. So I am really sorry. Please try again Monday and Tuesday. If you go into chat again on Monday and you let me know at the time I'm doing it, right in the beginning, I will actually, you know, try to see your number because your number's not there because otherwise I would have seen you. But for the person who just messaged me, please come in on Monday or tomorrow if you want. If you want your Akashic records or Susan and I, it's Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow we have Leslie, but just get in Monday. The same thing I said at 717. Tell me you're there and I'll pick you up. So anyway, I just want to tell everybody thank you. We love you, chatters. We love you, listeners. All you callers, you're awesome. Susan. You are my co-host and my love. So thank you, thank you, and have a wonderful day. And we love everybody, and we love you.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, soul sister.